Happy Father's Day, fistfucker. And you know what that means. It's time to bait to some fucking daddies. You're gonna dick yourself out for dad dongs. You're just gonna look for daddies online. You know, maybe you're into those hairy, beefy guys. You're gonna look for them. You're gonna scroll through all day today. You're gonna look for daddy after daddy after daddy. Just trying to find which one is your real daddy. Which one of these daddies is your real daddy? You're gonna keep telling yourself, is this my real daddy? Am I gonna, if I keep on getting older, am I gonna look like him? Is my dick gonna look like this daddy's? Is my body gonna turn into this daddy's body? Am I gonna look more and more like him every day, every time I fucking stroke? You're going to ask your daddy questions all about your masturbation, all about your chronic masturbation habit. You're just gonna look for daddy after daddy. And of course, if you're a real chronic masturbator, your real father probably won't get much attention today. Probably won't get more than a card, if that. Probably won't even get a text message, maybe late at night once you're done with your bait session. But right now, you're going to focus on the real daddies, the porn daddies in your life. You're going to focus on their beefy fucking pecs, their horny fucking bodies, and everyone that they fuck, everyone that they use sexually. You're just going to imagine that they are also chronic masturbators. And the only one that knows how to control themselves in the scene, in any video that you watch, is going to be a daddy. Daddy knows not to get addicted to porn. A daddy who knows that anyone who is addicted to porn deserves to get used, deserves to get played with, deserves to be pushed around. You know this, so you're going to look for a daddy after daddy, just imagining him ripping you out of your chair, then fucking you, and throat fucking you, then tossing you around, punishing you for being a naughty fucking chronic masturbator. And then afterwards, he's gonna nurture your fucking porn addiction and make you worse and worse. You're just gonna imagine that. Just imagine him changing your masturbation technique. Imagine him cataloging all this porn for you to watch as you watch and get hypnotized by it, and he just takes care of everything for you. And that's how you show your thanks, is by stroking to him, just giving yourself all these nasty daddy fantasies, just imagining him taking care of you while you just get more and more addicted to porn, just imagining him all in charge of your porn consumption, signing you up for all these memberships, making sure that you get a front row seat to all of his sexual shows. Because this is your porn daddy, it's not your actual dad. But in your porn-addled mind, you'll just imagine him being your daddy. Just imagine seeing his dick and just feeling how wrong it feels just to see your daddy, your fucking porn daddy's dick. You're just going to imagine how fucking wrong it feels every time you see your porn daddy's dick. Like you should look away, but you can't. Because you're addicted to porn, and your porn daddy knows it. So he's going to show you his dick, his well-used, well-oiled dick, and when he strokes it, you're going to know deep down that that technique that he's using is a technique that he's designed, a technique that he's honed, a craft that he's honed all of his life, because he's really good at masturbation. He's really good at giving himself pleasure. So you'll see him stroke his dick, you'll see him fuck someone, and you know that's a technique that he's developed all of his life, one that he's honed, one that he's really mastered. And so that's going to make you masturbate, knowing that you need to get to his level, knowing that you need to practice more and more, so that way your technique will look more and more like his. Maybe he'll use both hands, maybe he'll use one hand, maybe he'll use grease. Whatever it is, you'll notice his masturbation technique and you'll really appreciate it.
And age doesn't really matter for a daddy. You know, he might be older than you, he's been doing this longer than you. But if you're the same age or older than this daddy, you'll just imagine that he went a different route. He didn't become addicted to porn. He didn't become addicted to jerking off to porn daddies. He fucking grew up differently than you. He grew up in a different time, different area. This is the way to worship the daddy. This is the way to honor the daddy. It's the only way. It's the only day. You gotta do it. You know, maybe you've been lurking on Twitter or on Facebook or something. You see the porn star, nice daddy, he's promoting his OnlyFans. Maybe you'll subscribe for today. who knows, you'll just find new ways to really appreciate the work that your daddy has done. If you find just an anonymous daddy picture, you'll look for more. You'll look for more of that one daddy until you're satisfied, and then you move on to the next daddy. You know, maybe you'll even create a tiered list. You'll have one of them be your main daddy, and the rest will be your stepdaddies that you worship. And you just look for any opportunity for them to be together, and maybe go online and say that you want to see them, have a scene together, you know, just like all of their posts, retweet all of their pictures, just really boost their ego for Father's Day. Just be a little porn addicted chronic masturbator boy. Just an adult fucking porn addicted boy.
Just imagine being their adult fucking chronic addicted boy, just their adult compulsive masturbator son, and all you do is just worship them. You worship all the fucking work they do. You really look up to them and all that shit. Today you're gonna just look at the category. You're just gonna see thousands of people searching for the same thing that you are, searching to be closer to their daddy on fucking Father's Day. They're gonna have the on the top fucking searched articles. They're gonna have it on the top fucking search categories. It'll be all over Twitter, all over Tumblr. Just people knowing what day it is based on all the porn that you look at. You're gonna fucking not even know that it was Father's Day until you saw this file. You're not gonna know that it was Father's Day until you fucking like went on fucking Pornhub and saw it on Twitter and see just another porn addicted boy getting plowed by his hot fucking porn daddy and saying happy Father's Day, and then you'll remember, oh shit, it's Father's Day, because you're a fucking chronic addicted masturbator and fucking time doesn't even fucking matter to you, doesn't even fucking exist. But the only time that does matter is today, Father's Day. You just gotta give in, you just gotta show your fucking fathers that you're a fucking fist fucker, their little fist fucker son. You're just going to look for beta daddies too. You're just going to go on cams and look for just the daddiest fucking beta that you can find that's horny and just wants to have a good time and just enjoy himself. So you're just going to sneak in like a fucking horny fucking chronic addicted to porn daddy cocks, to porn daddy bodies. You're just so fucking chronically addicted that when you see this older beta, you're just going to imagine that he's teaching you how to masturbate. And you're just going to let him just really overpower you. And you're just going to give in to your father figure. You're just going to masturbate and masturbate. And play with your daddies. Play with yourself. It's your new Father's Day ritual every year. You'll just think of this file. You'll think about just really stroking yourself to all these daddies. You know you're only supposed to have one daddy in your life. But you want more. You're a fucking greedy fucker. You just want to let all the daddies know that you appreciate them. So you just imagine them all just teaming up on you. Your main daddy, your main porn daddy, and all your stepdads are gonna just fucking fuck your brains out, make you nice and fucking stupid, and just be their silly little son for a bit. You're just gonna give in. Just be a daddy sexual just for one day. Just one day. The only thing that can turn you on is dads. Fucking horny, fucking hairy fucking dads, or fucking muscular dads, anything you fucking want. Because any man over the age of 18, that's a fucking daddy if he has fucking kids. So why limit yourself to older men? Just any fucking daddy. You know, you're just gonna imagine him having a family. You're just gonna imagine that you're just a fucking chronic masturbator stepson that just wants to look at their fucking porn daddy, have fun. And you know, you'll mix it up. You know that you're not supposed to be looking at your porn daddy in this way and in all of his fucking naked glory. So you look at some pictures of him clothed too. Just imagine what's underneath. And you'll look at a nude picture of him. And then you'll realize, oh, that's what he looks like underneath. And then you'll get so fucking turned on just seeing your fucking porn daddy in his naked and his clothed glory. Yeah, fuck yeah. You're just gonna worship a fucking daddy today. Gonna worship as many fucking daddies as you want. Cause that's what fucking Father's Day is all about. It's about chronic masturbators worshiping their porn daddies, worshiping their fucking fapping fathers. That's what it's all about. That's what it's always been about, because you're a chronic fucking masturbator. You'll fucking turn any fucking holiday into an excuse to masturbate. Today, your excuse to masturbate is fucking daddies. It's all the fucking daddies your eyes can fucking handle. Your fucking brain will fucking melt just thinking about warm fucking nurturing daddies in all these compromising positions. That's what you want. That's what you're doing today. So clear out the day.
turn off your phone. It's time for some quality time with your fucking daddy.